taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
It is Wednesday here on the program. If you haven't heard, Donald Trump is bolting from the presidential debate for tomorrow. He says Fox News, specifically Megyn Kelly, is biased against him, and therefore he's not going to participate. And again, for historical context, Ronald Reagan, and no, I'm not comparing Ronald Reagan to Donald Trump. I'm making a comparison for you to have a historical context, which is Ronald Reagan did not participate in Iowa at all in 1980. He didn't figure it was a good place for him, and he didn't focus any time or effort there. As a result, he lost there and lost badly to George H.W. Bush, and you know how that thing turned out. So skipping Iowa and not participating in an Iowa debate like Ronald Reagan did in 1980 does not necessarily mean that it's the end of the line for a candidate. We'll keep an eye on that, of course, and try to figure out where that goes. Of course, the next president of the United States, one of the big challenges will be foreign policy, because in the estimation of many, myself included, the foreign policy of the United States is, well, it's not very well defined. It's in a shambles. Vladimir Putin and others are taking up space in the vacuum. And it now seems the White House is trying to delegitimize Russian President Vladimir Putin in the eyes of the Russian people in an attempt to weaken his hold on power. That's what I find in a new article by L. Todd Wood, our good friend, joining us from the Washington Times again today. Todd, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell me about this attempt to delegitimize Vladimir Putin.
Well, you know, I saw that, and I just thought it was extremely bizarre. I mean, really, but just because of the timing. I mean, you know, Obama's been in office 7 years and has obviously had the Russian reset or whatever, but here in the last year of his administration, his presidency, he's decided to try and, as you say, delegitimize Putin in the eyes of the Russian people, which means he's basically come out and said Putin is corrupt. Well, he's known that all along. Everybody knows that. Putin is probably the richest man in the world. He's stolen billions from Russia. It's nothing new. So that wasn't really the question. For me, the question was, why now? And so if you take that a little further, I mean, you know, there's negotiations going on with Ukraine over Syria. Russia is, you know, spreading throughout the Middle East. They're looking at more air bases up near Turkey. So they're not holding back. And I just don't understand why Obama chose now to do this. Either it's a negotiating tactic or, you know, Obama doesn't like Putin. And if you want to talk racism, he's said a lot of things about Putin, which I thought were really unpresidential. And maybe this is just another one of those lines. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. But to say unpresidential, you know, that's almost, you know, from where I stand, he's done a lot of odd things as president.
Yeah.
And so it's not out of character, I suppose, to have unusual things happen. I mean, that's not unfair, right?
No, you're right. It's not out of character. I mean, I just, you know, when he said, well, look at Putin, he's got a slouch, you know, Russia doesn't make anything, you know, they're a third-rate country. I just don't think you talk to Russia. It's just not the way you conduct diplomacy, in my opinion. I mean, yeah, it may be true, but why do that? I don't understand.
So what is the, and you've spent a lot of time in Eastern Europe and Ukraine and places that have become volatile since Barack Obama took office. What do you think the playing field looks like in that part of the world going forward for the next president?
It's a challenge across many fronts. It's not just Ukraine. It's the Baltics. It's Moldova. It's Belarus. You know, Belarus, which means White Russia in Russian, is, you know, naturally part of the Slavic Empire, or, you know, historically. And Putin recently said, okay, Belarus, we want an air base there. We're going to send you the agreement. And then they said, well, we really don't want you to have an air base here. And we're our own sovereign country. And if we want to have an air base with yours here, we'll ask you. But that is, you know, so those are the fronts where Putin is looking to really recapture the old Soviet territory, not in a communist way, but in a totalitarian way. And if you look at Moldova, same thing, Georgia, same thing, where they still have troops in both of those countries, Russian troops. So it's a challenge across the board.
Now, financially speaking, this downturn in oil prices, I've talked about it, of course, hurting Russia and other countries, exporters of oil like Russia. How much do you get a feel or a sense that the downturn with oil trading, what, below $30 a barrel now? This obviously was the lifeblood financially for Vladimir Putin and the Russian machine. With that money, you know, a fraction of what it was, what does it mean to the coffers for Russia?
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, it's really, really bad. The economy is collapsing. I spoke to someone in Moscow yesterday. You know, their ruble is hitting all-time lows. It was like at 83 only a few days ago to the dollar. A few years ago, it was at 28. So, you know, the currency is collapsing. The economy is collapsing. They're is not yet social unrest in the streets, but that's what he's worried about, and he has a history of starting international conflicts in order to take the Russian people's eyes off their internal problems. And, you know, we've talked about this before, and I think that is almost a given that it will happen. And if you look at what's going on in Syria and the Middle East, I mean, that is classic. I mean, he's spreading Russian influence. That will not stop. His military spending will not stop. You know, the Russian people will just suffer and suffer more. That's what's going to happen.
Right. He'll defend the military spending at the expense of everybody else. No
sure.
question.
Yep. So
as you look at, you know, okay, so was it a good idea for him to take over the Crimea? Was it a good idea for him to expand that way? It's been expensive as well. It's not that easy to manage. It's kind of messy, from what I understand, reading some of your articles and others and other information. Do you think it was a good move for the Russians overall?
Crimea has historically been Russian. That just touched from the genesis of the Russian people. I mean, he just touched that nerve in a way that they really wanted it to be touched. So that, I think, will not hurt him at all. East Ukraine is another story, and that's why I think he's backing off of that, because it's hugely expensive. It hasn't brought him anything but sanctions from the West. And if you look at what Kerry's doing, I mean, they're going to give, you know, even the French are saying the Russians are going to get sanctions relief. So that is, you know, he's going to negotiate that away, and then that's just a smart chess move on his part.
Yeah, so I guess you have to build morale where you can, I suppose. Russia clearly, I mean, Mitt Romney was right, wasn't he? That Russia was the biggest
player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he'd be exonerated at this point if there was anybody that was intellectually honest in the media and so forth. But not many people mentioned the fact that Mitt Romney was chided by Barack Obama. The 1980s called, and they want their foreign policy back. Really? We left this guy in charge? A little frightening.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, really. It is. They have a expansionist bone, aggressive bone in their blood or in their body. It's been that way for centuries, and it's not going to change.
Yeah, no question. Todd Wood, always a pleasure, my friend. Where can people find you?
LToddWood.com is the best place to look me up, or Washington Times.
All right, Todd. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
There you have it. L. Todd Wood, everybody. A great article, by the way. Threat Assessment is the column that he writes. Look it up. This is the Steve Gruber Show.